Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, keeping the weather sunny and dry this morning. Temperatures, though, starting out a little bit chilly, especially across the higher terrain, with some places back into the 40s, other locations in the 50s to start the day. But with that strong July sun quickly getting higher in the sky, we'll see readings rebound quickly back through the 50s and 60s and on our way up into the 70s through the remainder of the morning. Readings should top out in the upper 70s and lower 80s once again today, and the humidity level will stay low with a slight but pleasant northwest breeze. That same high will keep it dry and mostly clear tonight, although temperatures not quite as cool, still places back into the 50s and some lower 60s for overnight lows. As the high drifts off the eastern seaboard, the humidity will start to creep back in on Friday. Temperatures will also warm. Sunshine will start to mix with some clouds during the afternoon as highs reach into the middle and upper 80s. Even more humidity for the day on Saturday and more cloud cover as well as a front will approach from the north. It'll be a weak front and only graze by the region, mainly in northern parts of New York and New England, but we do run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Behind that front, even more humid for the day on Sunday, and the heat will start to build with a mix of hazy sun and clouds, upper 80s to around 90, and highs in the lower 90s with more hazy sun and humidity on Monday. A stronger front appears to be on its way for the day on Tuesday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be back into the mid-80s and will dry it out for the day on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front will continue to slowly shift eastward across the north central United States, resulting in the risk of severe weather across portions of the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley. This will couple with a very moist atmosphere and may also result in excessive rainfall and flash flooding concerns for portions of this region. Meanwhile, the convergence of showers and thunderstorms will increase across the southwest and into the southern Rockies to round out the work week as monsoonal moisture surges north. Heavy rain along the terrain could lead to flash flooding with a magnified threat in flood-prone areas. Because of this, there's a slight risk of flash flooding in the southwest and southern Rockies from now through Friday, and flood watches are in effect. And Hurricane Chris is expected to pick up the pace and track further northeast out over the Atlantic Ocean while transitioning to a post-tropical system. Still, rip currents, strong surf, and possible coastal flooding will still be a threat along the coastline from the mid-Atlantic to the northeast. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly sunny and 44 degrees with a northwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly sunny and 38. In Albany, sunny skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 51, 80% relative humidity, a north wind at 2 miles per hour. And the barometer at 30.18 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday. 52 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 92 hundredths below normal, and with 17.86 inches of precipitation for the year, that's 2.15 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 96, set in 1935, and the record low, 44, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, pleasant today, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly sunny, pleasant today, highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, remaining pleasant today with highs near 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, pleasant today with highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine mixing with clouds in the afternoon, a bit more humidity, mid to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid Saturday, scattered showers and possibly some thunderstorms in the lower to mid 80s. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, humid Sunday, upper 80s to around 90. Hazy, hot and humid Monday, lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms Tuesday, back into the mid 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid 80s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.